Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Cam Newton is in the news. Trending now amongst ladies who are calling him trash for his most recent relationship. He has a submissive girlfriend. And by the way, just a little behind the story. I had no idea. I thought submissive was the Christian Grey thing from 50 Shades of Grey.
It can be.
Like where you get tied up and, yeah. And
there's
all
definitely
that
levels
and,
to it.
Like it's, but that's not called a submissive then by definition though, is it?
That I think that's part of it.
It depends. If you're talking about in the bedroom, then that's what that means. If you're talking about in a relationship, it could mean something else. Okay. How you are with your partner.
Well, he's been called out as trash because he says his girlfriend, Jasmine Brown, is totally submissive to him. And he, you know, seemed a little cocky about it. But this is the way she described it on a recent interview that has a lot of people up in arms. This is what she had to say.
For her man.
Everything.
You know, okay, like packing his bag.
Start it over.
What does a submissive woman do for her man?
Everything. You know, like packing his bag, unpacking his bag, all the things that he wants. And like, I pretty much read his mind. So it's like, if I know you and I study you, like I know how you are in the morning. I know how you are about midday. I know when you're in this mood, what you need. Like before you can ever ask me for something, I'm already on it. He's spoiled. And, you know, when I talk to my girlfriends about it, they're always like, oh, how are you guys doing? And I'm just like, girl, he's rotten. I'm like, he's spoiled rotten. Like, he's rotten. But I love that. Like, I want him to be that. I think my biggest flex is how I treat my man. And I...
Well, I mean, yo, this is starting to sound good here.
Well, I mean, this
like, I didn't want the freaky Christian Grey type, but this submissive crazy thing is kind of sounding nice.
She's proud
like,
of
she's
it.
So right. Like, somebody being that dedicated to you that they know your needs before you actually get to mention them.
I feel like that's good for either partner to do.
Right.
Yeah, that's
but I'm
nice.
Talking about, like the submissive thing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Like... Yeah, that's what you want, apparently.
Well, I mean, it's not that I want it, but I just didn't know it was on the menu.
You didn't
know
that was an
available
option, right?
Right, like I heard submissive and always thought that was something that was more so freaky.
Yes.
More so like, you know, you're over, like maybe even overpowering somebody.
That's when you ask if you're a sub, that's usually
I feel like
a dominant is the opposite of submissive, right?
Yeah.
So you're a dominant person dominating the other person. And I was like, that could never be me. Mm-hmm. But now I'm hearing this, I'm like, man, this is a really docile kind of thing.
Well, that's earned behavior. You get that because like you're leading, you are. Are leading by example.
Leading the pack.
I would say so. That's not something that you get day one. That's something that you kind of like the relationship evolves to that.
Yeah, you can't just start that. You have to get to know the person.
And she sounds like she's proud of it. Like that's kind of what she was looking for.
Flex
right, I mean, yeah,
man.
She said.
And I've been known to love people back to health.
All right, wait, hold on. Let's back that up here because, I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Nice. Boiled rotten. Like, he's rotten. But I love that. Like, I want him to be that. I think my biggest flex is how I treat my man. And I've been known to love people back to health. And sometimes it's very draining. But my love is my superpower. And I used to hate that about myself. But now it's like I'm just embracing it. Like, that's who I am. Like, if I love you, I can heal you.
It's your joy.
It is my joy. You know, I love to see him eating the meal that I cooked.
I
get where she's coming from.
This is
from
a different respect level for the word because I had no idea, I guess, what it really meant. I thought it was just the nasty, quirky, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
This right here, I ain't mad at that.
Yeah.
I could be down with okay. Anybody who's under the category of submissive, does this accurately describe how you participate in that part of your relationship? If you are a sub, as mm-hmm. they say,
yes.
If you are a sub, does this sound synonymous with what it is that you are living with? 888-429-0941. I want to hear from the submissive parts of the Freak Show audience this morning. Maya is on the phone right now, and you said your husband is spoiled as well.
Yes, he's very much spoiled. When we first got together, I was just a bit submissive. You never want to be fully submissive, because then that's how you look like a dummy and men take over and do all nasty stuff.
Explain me that, because, I mean, this is all new to some of us here, so why would you look like a dummy if you was too submissive?
Because I've been that dummy as well. Mm. My previous child's father, I did everything. I was a cook. I took care of him emotionally, physically. Like, he didn't have to lift a finger for nothing. And ultimately, that meant nothing. The man still cheated on me. He still mistreated me in front of our kids and everything. So I learned, like, okay, you can't give all the cow to the man. You could give him a little bit of milk, but don't give him all the beef, the steak, and everything else.
Well, was that just was that wrong just because that first guy didn't appreciate it? Because that second guy could be like, no. Yo, this is the most incredible person ever because they're doing all this for me.
That's what I was getting ready to say next. Now, okay. Like I said, a little bit at a time. Now, with my husband who I'm with, when we first got together, he was a little standoffish. He's always been a manly man, do everything for himself. I would do little things like after he worked a long day at work, fold up his laundry that he's had out for a week. That blew his mind. Nobody ever did that before.
Aww.
And slowly, he started softening. He became more soft to me. He started meeting my needs as well, because I also have a lot of health issues that progressively got worse as we got together. Now together, we're a team. Some days, he don't lift a finger, but for the most part, I don't lift a finger as well, because he's now submissive to me as well.
Okay. That's a give. It's a give and take thing. I like that.
Yes.
Okay.
And it also, like I said, it can change your man, because I look at him and I know for a fact not even his family can deal with this man. But when it comes to me, because I showed him how to be soft from me being submissive, I get the world from him.
Okay. All right. I like that. I like it. Well, thanks, Maya. Thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing that
with
us.
Like a power struggle in some relationships, but if one person just kind of gives in, then the other person can open up. Is that what she was just trying to describe?
Well, she said she showed him how to be soft, and then he was able to come along for the ride. Now, somebody out at 863 says, is this financial? Because Cam Newton is making multi-million, still it's easier to take care and let him lead when he's leading financially.
I don't think it's always financial. In this case, I think that does have a lot to do with
it. In the Cam Newton case.
In the Cam Newton case, because that's his girlfriend. This seems like wifey behavior. Mm-hmm. You know, so it doesn't have to be financial. But the finances help accelerate it.
Can you be submissive to a man that's making less than you, that doesn't have the same cachet that you bring to the table? Can Oprah be submissive to Stedman?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's
and
also...
And none of us know, but I'm saying it's just that's the example I talked
about. It's also the way you were raised. I think it has a lot to do with it in the environment. If you want to have a man and you want, or a partner that you want to take care of and nurture, I think that all stems from that.
A lot of these, like a boss woman, right, who is at work calling the shots, she's a top dog. A lot of times you get home and you don't want that. You want to play a different role. You want that softer side of you to come out. And it all matters, like the partner. You have to have the right partner for that, because as the person that is being, you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If your partner is submissive, you have to lead, and you have to lead by example, and you have to have a strong head on your shoulders. And if you are continually making good decisions for the family, that's how that becomes, you know, that's the case.
At the office, killing careers and go home and just want to make a quiche.
Yeah, maybe.
That's all that thing. All right, submissive ladies, holler at your boy. Hold on. This is interesting. I'm getting a bunch of folks that are putting me up on game. This one out of the 727 says, that sounds exactly how my wife is, but damn if I labeled her as, quote, submissive, end quote. He said all that would end immediately.
Yeah, some people can look down on that word. We got a text out of the 813, so I can honestly say that I've been a sub in my relationship for almost 10 years. But with relationships like that, you have to be careful, because there's a thin line between being a sub and being mentally abused. So you have to make sure you pick the right person.
Okay. All right. Dre is on the line. Dre, you said you are in a submissive relationship.
Yeah. Me and my partner, we've been together about a year and a half, and we're in a submissive dom relationship. And I understand what y'all are saying about the Cam Newton, where money is a partner, but me and my partner both make six figures. So there's no financial disparity, but women like to feel protected. They like to feel like a sense of, you know what I'm saying, comfort, that, you know what I'm saying, that they're very secure, regardless to how much money they make or they don't make. You know, it's like Maslow's hierarchy of, you know, being, you have to have that, that very first, you know what I'm saying, bottom of the triangle where you have to have that security level. But
so like the foundation is, part.
Yeah, yeah, it's the foundation. But you get a lot of women who don't get that in men. And so if a man can provide that, that level of security, that level of love, that level of, you know what I'm saying, being and belonging, then like a man like me, like I told you, I make six figures. There's not a lot I can't do for myself personally. So there's not a lot a woman really can bring to the table except for that submission, regardless to how much they make financially. So what ends up happening is, like, I don't even bathe myself.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, Dre. Let's lean on that. I think we buried the lead right here. What do you mean now?
So when I come home, I sit on my couch. She sits in front of me. She takes my shoes off. I greet her. I see how her day was. Check into her psyche. See how everything was going. And we start conversation from there. I tell her to stand. I tell her what I need from there. If I need to get undressed, we do that. If I need to take a shower, she bathes me. She scrubs my skin down. She lotions me afterwards, you know, and then we continue on about our day, whatever the plans are for that day. And that's daily. That's wow. Not just Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's her way of
submission. How did that start? Let me ask you, how did that start, Dre? Like, was it one day you said, I got to take a shower and I don't feel like doing it? Or did she just walk in there and start, you know, like
say,
a movie?
Hey, Daddy.
I don't know if you know how black men, we get hair bumps, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times I get my old lady, they like to pick my hair bumps out, you know, little stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, I needed my scalp scratched. Well, let's, you know, you want to scratch my scalp, let's do that. Let's do it in the shower. That way, you know what I'm saying, one shot, one kill. I ain't got to wash it twice.
Uh-huh.
So it started with the shower, scratching the scalp, ends up, now you're washing my back, you know what I'm saying, and then just carry on from there. So in order for her to feel like she adds value, those are the little things that she does for me in order to, you know what I'm saying, to feel like she adds value to me.
Boy,
like
Meredith is staring at the microphone so hard right now, dog. You got her staring at the microphone.
No, I've never heard of this before on a daily basis.
I add a lot of value. Like, I took, even making six figures, I took her credit score from 580 to 740.
Nice.
You see what I'm saying? I also helped her manage her money. I also helped her, you know, deal with some things emotionally from baggage and situations that she wasn't ready to let go. But she didn't have that secure place or person.
You sound like a pimp.
What if she wanted you just for one day, not for, you know, all the time, but what if one day she's like, hey, baby, can you give me a shower? Can you give me a bath? Can you bathe my skin? Can you lotion me up? Would you do that?
What a lot of people don't understand is in order for her to do what she does to me, I have to give her all the power. There's a power exchange. Without her submitting to me, there's nothing there. So I make sure that she's taken care of. Mm. Is she walking out? I'll bend down and I'll tie her shoe. I'll make sure that her hair is pulled back behind her ear. You know what I'm saying? I will do those little things because she has to feel comfortable, secure, and protected at all times. And that's my job.
Man.
How long y'all been together?
About a year and a half.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, happy anniversary. You call us at 2 years and let us know if this is still going.
Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Dre. Dre's friends got to be going through hell at their house trying to duplicate what they see going on at Dre's house.
They're just bragging.
Hey, baby, why don't you bust my little bumps back here like Dre's wife. Dre's wife doing it. Why don't you do it in my house? You got a lot of messages, Dre.
I definitely wouldn't be bathing somebody.
A lot of text coming in here.
I think that, I mean, that is an extreme example, but I think by nature, a lot of women want to be nurturing and want to take care of their partner at different levels. Maybe not the bathing and the bumps and things like that. But
what about that credit score,
That's
though?
A mixtape for you. Bathing and bumps, man. Wow, somebody said, heck no. Sounds like a taking care of another child. I'm not down. That's out of 863. Out of the 727, I need him in my life.
Ooh.
That's what somebody
Everybody's
else just
different.
Said. Ask him if his wife got a sister out of the 941. If he tried me like that, he'd get greeted with a punch to the throat. It's out of the 941 as well. Somebody else said, this cannot be real. I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I mean.
Wow. All right.
I don't know, but it sounds like he's happy.
submissive is the new black. Damn. But that's trendy. I like this.
When we talk about like the traditional relationship or like how grandma used to have it, wasn't there a certain level, maybe
yes,
not of
this.
That extreme example, yeah. but of knowing what your partner wants before they even say it.
Yeah.
Right, you'd packed the lunch, you'd have right. done this. Grandmama might not have been in the tub with him, but she might have made sure he had a towel and everything else
and
or whatever.
In the audio that we played, the Jasmine lady, I don't think what she was saying that she does is that extreme. She says she likes for him to eat the meal that he made. She packs his bags.
Unpacks.
Anticipates
everything and that he needs.
Anticipate. I can read my partner.
That seems semi easier than that caller just said.
Like, yeah, the caller's living in heaven.
Yeah, that's
like, I mean, you do realize he said, and then I tell her to stand. Did you hear that part?
Yeah, I was like, what?
I was like, he's serious. You gotta tell her to stand. Like, she ain't getting up unless you tell her.
Daddy, can I stand?
Dad, you know it's a daddy going over that thing. I'm sorry. She might make six figures, but it's still daddy.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.